I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. There's a growing effort across West Virginia and across the country to get more people involved in hunting and fishing. It's called the R3 Initiative. I'll tell you a little more about that coming up in today's report. West Virginia DNR Wildlife Resources Section Chief Paul Johansson explains what the R3 initiative is all about.
R3 stands for Recruitment, Retention, and Reactivation, and it's directed at declines in the numbers of hunters and anglers that we're seeing actually nationwide. It's a nationwide decline in participation, and state fish and wildlife agencies across the country are concerned about that issue, and they're developing plans and strategies to try to address that.
And unfortunately, West Virginia is not immune.
West Virginia is not immune from those declines. We've seen over the years, we've seen declines in both hunters and anglers, and so we're pulling the folks together right now to try to figure out ways that we can reverse the trend or at least slow that down.
Now, there have been a lot of efforts over the years to recruit youngsters into hunting and fishing with various youth hunting and fishing events, but Johansson says it's not just that.
The R3 initiative is bigger and goes beyond just the recruitment of new hunters. It involves trying to retain the current hunters that we have, and also reactivate those that may have hunters and anglers, and also reactivate those that may have decided to bypass the outdoor sports for a couple of years and try to reach back out and grab them, bring them back into the fold, so to speak.
And it's critically important because hunters and fishermen are the ones who pay the freight on all wildlife conservation.
Here in West Virginia, our program, our hunting, fishing, and law enforcement programs are driven almost exclusively by license funds. And in addition to license funds, the wildlife and sport fish restoration dollars that come in from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, which is an excise tax on guns and ammunition and fishing equipment, our programs are not funded or delivered by general revenue tax dollars. It's all special revenue dollars for the very, very vast majority of our programs. And so, in order to effectively engage in conservation, whether you're a hunter and angler or not, conservation programs here in West Virginia are driven by those license buyers, by hunters and anglers.
I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.